SBS Radio.
The NT is considering closing its borders as a protection from coronavirus. Victorian government has announced a $10 million redress scheme for stolen generation survivors. And actor David Gulpilil is battling a life-threatening disease. This is NITV Radio News and I am Šárka Pechová. The Northern Territory is considering closing its borders to prevent the entry of people carrying coronavirus. The territory has been relatively untouched by the pandemic so far, with only one reported case involving a Sydney man. Minister Chief Michael Gunner believes the virus will eventually spread if nothing is done. Meanwhile, Tasmania has already tightened its borders, with all non-essential travellers arriving in the state after midnight tonight required for quarantine for 2 weeks. In the Northern Territory, Indigenous people are being offered free transport to return to remote communities as the region prepares to fight the pandemic. Health officials are backing the move, saying it will help protect those most vulnerable in the territory. Deputy NT Chief Health Officer Professor Diane Stevens says the safest place for people is in community.
The safest place for people to be is in community. We want as many people as possible to go back to community and stay there before this virus is spread in the community in the Northern Territory.
It's welcome news for some who are hoping to return home.
I've been here in Down for a little while. I'm very happy to go back home.
Free transport is being organized by Darwin-based Larrakia Nation as the territory intensifies its response to COVID-19. The West Australian government has issued a new set of guidelines to try and protect the state's Aboriginal communities from the spread of coronavirus. The regulations, which police will have the power to enforce, restricts movement both in and out remote townships. Exceptions apply to medical emergencies and the delivery of essential services and supplies. Well, after years of lobbying from Victoria's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, the Victorian government has announced a $10 million redress scheme for stolen generation survivors on Wednesday, as ABC reports. The government said that the scheme will introduce a range of redress options, such as counselling, payments or a funeral fund, to address the trauma and suffering of stolen generation survivors. At a press conference, Aboriginal Affairs Minister Gavin Jennings said he was glad the state's government saw the importance of this.
Healing and reparations for people, to be able to allow them to connect to family, to be able to tell their story, to heal, and to get on with a new chapter in their lives. And that's what this scheme will be designed to do. It will involve all of those elements. It will involve the elements of providing reparations to individuals and their families. It will provide for opportunity for healing services, for truth-telling services, for counselling services, to link people up. That's what the Aboriginal community, families like this family, will be involved in determining what happens, as they should rightly determine what should happen. I'm pleased that our government has finally recognised the importance of this.
Speaking at the press conference, Kucha Edwards, artist, storyteller, broadcaster and Indigenous rights activist and a survivor of stolen generations, said the compensation is not about the money.
And this is not about the amount and how Aboriginal people are supposedly going to be handed out this money. Far from the money. I'm just going to read something, a message from Donna Wright. I called her this morning on behalf of her family who are on Lake Conda Mission, ready to bury her mother on Friday afternoon on Lake Conda. The news is bittersweet, Kucha. Our elders fought the good fight.
Eva Jo Edwards, who spoke at the press conference alongside her family, said the announcement was important.
I guess for me it's about acknowledging
that this has taken 23 years since the tabling of the Bringing Them Home report. Number three of the 54 recommendations that a reparation was sought for us, the stolen generations. This is not about me and my family. This is about all those stolen gen warriors and campaigners that every year we have our events that solely look to bring us together as stolen generations. We have been so dispossessed and so denied of so much. And I am blessed to work with stolen generations currently, and you know, we have lost quite a few on this journey, but it is so important that this recognition comes. It is so important that we know that the policies of the past were wrong. And it is about moving forward, it is about making change, it is about accepting.
It is expected that at the moment around 1,200 Victorians are eligible for the scheme. Yungu actor David Gulpilil, who played a crucial role in changing the way the world viewed First Nations Australians, is battling a life-threatening disease. Everybody knows the face, the dance and the song of this Australian film icon.
Oh, Mick, you frightened shit out of me.
So I ought to, mate. Sneaking up on a man when he's rendering first aid to a lady.
Is that what you were doing?
After a lifetime on screen, Uncle Gulpilil is now undergoing a regular treatment after being diagnosed with lung cancer and emphysema. Unable to travel and marooned in Murray Bridge, 3,000 kilometres away from his Arnhem land home, Maningrida, he says he can't help but feel the overwhelming sense of homesickness and deep want to return home.
A bit hard for me to travel back to Arnhem land. I'm not very well.
Travellers to Australia will soon be banned as the federal government implements new measures to slow down the spread of coronavirus. All non-citizens and non-residents will be banned from entering the country from 9 p.m. tonight. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australians and their direct family members will still be allowed in, but must self-quarantine for 14 days.
The reason for this decision is consistent with the decisions we've already made on this issue, and that is we now have around 80% of the cases we have in Australia that are either a result of someone who has contracted the virus overseas or someone who has had a direct contact with someone who has returned from overseas.
Australia's big four banks are set to unveil measures to help the ailing economy and support customers as the federal government prepares its second stimulus package. Thousands of Australians will lose their jobs and many businesses are expected to close amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told the Seven Network Australia's major banks are expected to announce a series of stimulus measures today designed to support the economy through the crisis. He says the federal government is also finalising the details of its second economic stimulus package.
What the second package will do is try to cushion the blow for those Australians who may have lost their job, as well as to continue to support small businesses, meet some of those fixed costs, whether it's rent, whether it's water or energy, or indeed their wages bill, even though the customers may not be coming through the door. We've got to get through this, and the government will do what it takes to support Aussie jobs and Aussie businesses.
Into sports now. The Olympic flame has been handed over to the organisers of the Tokyo Games in a bare version of the usual elaborate ceremony due to the coronavirus pandemic. The International Olympic Committee says it remains fully committed to the Tokyo Games being as planned on the 24th of July, despite to the outbreak of the coronavirus. And let's have a look at the weather now. Broome, sunny with a top of 35. Perth, partly cloudy and 30. Adelaide, much the same and 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 22. Hobart, a shower or 2 and 20. Albury-Wodonga, sunny and 27 degrees. Canberra, becoming windy and sunny and 29 degrees. Sydney, sunny and 36. Newcastle, similar conditions and 34. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Townsville, possible shower with a top of 31. Cairns shower or 2 and 31 degrees. Darwin possible shower or a storm and 35. Alice Springs is sunny with a top of 36 degrees. And Torres Strait Islands today are partly cloudy. There is possibility of showers and 26 degrees. And that's all from the news today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.